Sto aiutando di servire Roberto Neil Gladstein.
Okay, Bruchim Abam. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me today. I want to thank the founder of Torway, Reb Menachem David Zaltzman. And I want to thank Reb Simcha Shadmi for organizing this particular shiur. Thank you to Chanoch Lieberman for helping me come to Manchester, Pinchas Brandeis. And let's get right to it. We're going to speak about a topic that obviously is most familiar to all of us. This is something we live our life with. We're people who daven. We daven three times a day, and more than daven three times a day. Tefillah is a part of our life. We strive to reach the madriga of David HaMelech, who said, "Va'ani tefillah." Where David HaMelech says, "I'm not just somebody who is mispalel. Tefillah is not something that I do, but tefillah defines me. Tefillah is who I am. I'm not an ish mispalel. Va'ani tefillah. I am tefillah." But I think we all recognize, we all acknowledge that as important as tefillah is to all of us, and as central as it is to our lives and to our avodas Hashem, but the Gemara tells us that tefillah are one of those things, dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam v'nei adam mezalzalim b'hem. I think we all acknowledge that as much as we would like to daven better, it's something that very often falls by the wayside, not in terms of that we perform it, but in the manner that we perform it, in the kavana that we have. So what I would like to do this morning, in the short amount of time that we have, is offer a new appreciation for what our avodas hatfila is. I want to take a look at a pasuk in Parshas Yisrael, one of the most important psukim in the Torah, if we could even say such a thing, where the Ribbono Shel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, as he offers the Torah, and he presents the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yatem Tihi Yuli Mamleches Kayanim Megoy Kadosh. And you should be for me a kingdom of priests, the Goy Kadosh, and a holy nation. Mamleches Kayanim, a kingdom of priests. Now we know, Ein Mikro Yoitse Midei Pshutai. And I've asked this question to many audiences. What percent of the people in this room are actually Kayanim? You know, let's take a poll. So there's only one Kayan in the whole room, right? Really? Two Kayanim in the whole room. So maybe 5% of the room, okay, not even 10% of the room are Kayanim. And here the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. He's talking to Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi, Shevet Yehuda. And he's saying, all you guys, you're all Kayanim. You're going to be a nation of Kayanim. It's not true. Shekhar B'chazav, how are we Kayanim? Ruba, the Klal Yisrael, they're not Kayanim. They never were Kayanim. They weren't supposed to be Kayanim. What does the Pasuk mean? V'yatem tihuli mamleches Kayanim. So Rashi seems to be bothered by this question. Rashi says, no, Kayanim does not mean Kayanim. It means Sarim, priests. Kama da'ad Omar, like the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Uvna Yahu, Ben Yehoyada, V'akreza Bezi, Uvnei David, Kayanim Hayu. That the B'nai David are Kayanim. Now one thing the B'nai David are for sure not, they're for sure not Kayanim. They're Yisraelim. They're from Shevet Yehuda. So just like over there it means Sarim, so too in this pasuk it means Sarim. But Marver Aboisai, Mikro Yotzi Midei Pshutai. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to tell us that we're clergymen, we're officers, we're ministers, then the Ribbono Shel Olam could have said, V'yatem Tihiuli Mamlecha Sarim. And you could have even saved an extra letter or two. Why say V'yatem Tihuli Mamleches Kayanim? If it doesn't mean Kayanim, then don't say it. Why use the word Kayanim? Why call the B'nai David Kayanim? We have a similar pasuk in Yeshaya. V'yatem Kayanei Hashem Tikareo. You will be called the Kayanim of Hashem. We're not Kayanim. Most of Klal Yisrael will never be Kayanim. What do these pasukim mean? So I want to bring to your attention the Tshuvas HaRashba. Probably everybody is familiar with the Tshuvas HaRashba, but maybe when we look at it in this context, it will open our eyes a little bit. You know, we wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do You wash Negel Maser. Right? Moida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim. You wash your hands 3 times. How many times do you wash your hands in the morning? How many times in the morning are you going to go to the sink and wash your hands? Pashtus, in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, you got to do it twice. First thing is, as soon as you get up, you have to wash Negel Maser. You're not supposed to touch your eyes. You're not even, the Achroinim is a Machlekes. Are you only allowed to touch an orifice when it's open or even when it's closed? And we hold even when it's closed. In other words, before Negel Maser, you can't even put your finger on your closed eye, on your closed ear, on your closed mouth. So you want to get off the Ruach Ra. But we know that every morning before Shacharis, we wash our hands another time. And we make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvaysav T'tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. Why in the world are we making a bracha Netilas Yadayim? You're eating before Shacharis? You're not allowed to eat before Shacharis. According to the Rambam, it might even be Doiraisa Aloy Soichlu Al Adam. The Rambam learns it out from a pasuk. So you're not eating bread before Shacharis. So why in the world are you making a bracha Al Netilas Yadayim? And not only that, you need to use a kli. Why do you need to use a kli? If your hands are just dirty, then why do you need to use a kli? And this is the question that is bothered by the Rashba. And the Rashba says, why do you have to use a kli in the morning? The Rashba writes on the third line in number 7, second column. It says the Rashba, V'ani lo matzasi b'shem makoim davar mevurar sheyitzarech adam lito yadav shachas b'kli. I cannot find in the entire Shas the clear reason why you need to wash your hands with a kli. Imishom shifta, if it's because of Ruach Ra, or Bas Melech, these are names of different Ruach Ra. Dai berachitza, all you should need to do is clean your hands. Elamai tfila kriya shema. Then again, you should be able to take your hands and wipe them on a cloth. Like David HaMelech says, Erchatz benikoyon kapai. But why in the world do you need to wash your hands, asked the Rashba. Elamai, somehow it's for tfila, but do you have to wash your hands with a kli? For mincha and marav, says the Rashba. Says the Rashba, Yesh Loimar, Lufi Shabashachar Anu Nasim Kiberia Chadasha. Every day you wake up in the morning, you're a new creation. Dechsiv Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba Menasacha. And therefore, every single morning we make Berchas Hashachar because we thank the Rebbeinu, we're a new creation. Ulefikach Anu Tzrichin Lehiskadesh B'kdushasoy Velito Yodeinu Menakli Kekoyen Shemekadesh Yadav Menakiyar. Says the Rashba, you know why you make Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Not because you're eating bread, and it's not to remove Ruach Ra, and it's not to clean your hands. It's to inaugurate your Avodas Hashem for the day. Like whom? Like a Kohen who starts off his day by washing his hands with the Kiyar. So says the Rashba, it's not because your hands are dirty. It's not because you have Ruach Ra on your hands. It's not to remove any kind of Tumah. There's one reason to wash your hands before Shacharis, and that is because the same way a Kohen, before he would enter the Mishkan, would go to the Kiyar and wash his hands from the Kiyar, every single Jew needs to kick off the day, the Torah way, and wash his hands from the Kiyar. The problem is, what if I'm not a Kohen? One thing I know I'm not. I might be this, I might be that. I'm not a Kohen. I know for sure I'm not a Kohen. My grandfather had a Yichus Brivel. I come from David HaMelech. So does almost everybody in this room, but that's for a different thing. You know. By the way, 80% of Klal Yisrael comes from David HaMelech. Because 80% of Ashkenazim come from Rashi. Because in the 11th century, there are only 10,000 Ashkenazic Jews, and Rashi had 5 daughters. So statistically, it's almost impossible for a person today not to come from Rashi. The studies are at least 80% of Yidden come from Rashi. So I always say, anyone who comes from Rashi, somebody comes out, you know, I come from Rashi. Good, Baruch Hashem, you're Jewish. Very good. But anyway, I know I'm not a Kohen. I know for sure I'm not a Kohen. Why in the world do I need to wash Netilas Yadayim? The reason to wash Netilas Yadayim is like a Kohen who washes his hands from the Kiyar. I'm not a Kohen. There's a very interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. I would venture to say that if you never saw the Mishnah Berurah, 99% of people misread the Mechaber. have a mistaken notion about this halacha. We all know when you daven Shemayne Esrei, you need to face where? Eretz Yisrael. You need to, and then we think we need to face Yerushalayim, we need to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look, the Mechaber says, look at number 8. Bekumay lehisbalo, when you get up to daven, imha ya'oymeid b'chutz la'aretz, if you're standing outside of Eretz Yisrael, yachzer panav keneged Eretz Yisrael, you should turn your face toward Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavein gam liYerushalayim, you should have intention toward Yerushalayim, and to the Mikdash, and to the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I think this is mistakenly understood to mean, you should turn toward Yerushalayim. Oh, I'm toward Yerushalayim. But where is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Oh, it's there? Okay, let me position myself exactly opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In other words, I think many people mistakenly think, first you position yourself toward Eretz Yisrael, then you get more precise, you position yourself toward Yerushalayim, then you get even more precise and you position yourself toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is not what it means. Because once you're positioned toward Eretz Yisrael, I'm pretty sure you're already in the right spot opposite Yerushalayim. And once you're positioned toward Yerushalayim, I don't think there's anything more you could do to position yourself keneged the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what does the Mechaber mean? Says the Mishnah Berura. It's a halacha in the Mishnah Berura, and I think we're not aware of. Says the Mishnah Berura, it does not mean you face Yerushalayim, and it doesn't mean you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Mishnah Berura, Ratzel Loimar, Yechavein Liboy, Afal Pishi Efshel Ahasapon of Kenegdom, Ratzel Loimar, Sheyachshoiv, Beliboy, Vidimyoinoi, Keilu, Hu Oimed, Bemikdash, Asher Yerushalayim, Bemakoim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. That when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you need to imagine yourself standing in the Holy of Holies. Really? I never heard of that. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that before you start avos, you have to think, I am now going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Stam, that's an eye-opening chiddush. I don't know that everybody is aware of that. When you start every day Shmoneh Esrei, you need to think you're entering the Kodesh HaKadosh. So I have one simple question. I don't think today's Yom Kippur, as far as I know. Last I checked the calendar, it's Adar. Why do I need to imagine myself going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Besides, I'm not even a Kohen. Why would I imagine myself going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And even if I was a Kohen, I'm for sure not a Kohen Gadol. So it's very interesting. Every morning you start off your avodah by washing your hands from a kli similar to the kiar. And then you end up, by the time you get to Shmoneh Esrei, you end up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's a very interesting journey that we're taking every day. So let's elaborate on this a little bit further. When I was a bachur, I grew up in Brooklyn. You ever hear of the country of Brooklyn? And in Brooklyn, I grew up in a place called Flatbush. And when I was a bachur, there was a tzaddik about a 45-minute walk away from our house, Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. So I used to have this chus for about 3 years to walk to his shul on Shabbosim whenever I could. They have a sefer now from Rav Avigdor Miller called the Shari Oira. And this is one of the great principles of Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that in Mikro Yotze Midei Pshutai, that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, V'yatem tiuli mamleches koyhanim. This is not a figure of speech. It's not an allegory. It's not hyperbole. It's pshutoi kemashmoi. What does the word koyhen mean? A koyhen is a clergyman. Clergyman is someone who his avoida and his service is his occupation, is his career. When the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael that you are koyhanim, what he means is, it is expected. Every Jew has the opportunity that the avodas Hashem that he has the privilege to perform is his life, is his career, is his mission in this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam considers us, even though we might be Yisrael, and we're never going to get the first aliyah, we're never going to get the second aliyah, but in terms of our perspective on avodas Hashem, our life is our avodas Hashem. And in terms of the way we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, every single Jew is a kohen. Says Rav Miller, you know, there are certain lavim in the Torah that even though every yid is commanded not to violate, you're not to shave your head, you're not to pluck your beard, But the Ribbono Shel Olam not only tells this to all of Klal Yisrael, he then tells Kohanim, Lo yikruchu karcha b'roisham u'pasakanam lo yigalechu. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam telling Kohanim not to shave their face with a razor? No Jews allowed to shave their face with a razor. You know, there are many lavin in the Torah where the Ribbono Shel Olam, after telling all of Klal Yisrael, then goes and tells the Kohanim, hey, Kohanim, don't eat a nevela in Sefer Yecheskel. And they wanted to be goinei Sefer Yecheskel. Because why is Ribbono Shel Olam telling Kohanim not to eat a nevela? Nobody's allowed to eat a nevela. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam telling Kohanim not to shave with the razor? No one could shave with the razor. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, the Ribbono Shel Olam specifically reiterated the lavin that applied to everyone, to the Kohanim, so that every Jew feels that in a certain bechina, in a certain sense, we are all Kohanim. Meaning if the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Kohanim not to do something, and then he tells all of Klal Yisrael not to do the same thing, it's to give over the message that we all have the status of Kohanim to a certain extent. Every morning in the Berachas HaShachar, we all make a bracha, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara. The Ribbono Shel Olam crowns Klal Yisrael with glory. What is this referring to? So the Rosh, when he would say this bracha, he would be mamashmesh with the tefillin shel Rosh. But not all Rishonim agree that Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara is going on the tefillin shel Rosh. The Pashtus is, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara is that a Jew covers their head. Why does a Jew cover their head? The Gemara says, it engenders Yerushalayim. But why do we say the bracha, Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara? We say that our head covering is what? A Tiferes. Who in the Chumash wore a covering on their head as Pa'arei Migvois? A Kohen. A Kohen wore Pa'arei Migvois, a hat of glory. Very nice, the Kohen wore a hat of glory. No, but Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said that every Jew, every single morning, should say the bracha, Oiter Yisrael B'Sefara, so we recognize that we are a yarmulke, not only because you can't say the Shem Hashem with Begilei Rosh. We don't only wear a yarmulke because to have Yerushalayim. You wear a yarmulke because Ribbono Shel Olam told you, Rabbi Yid, you know who you are? You're a Kohen, and you need to wear a head covering, L'Sefaras. Do you have to wear a belt by davening? I hope this is not too controversial. Lahalacha. Are you halachically required to wear a belt by davening? Okay, so chassidim are makbet to wear a gartel. Is somebody obligated to wear a belt? So the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you always wear a belt, you cannot take it off for davening. This is besides if you have an undergarment which separates your lev and your erva, but an additional belt, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you're already wearing a belt, you cannot remove it for davening. But if you're not wearing a belt, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you are not required to wear a belt for davening. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. But yet every single morning we say a bracha, Oizer Yisrael Begvura. The Ribbono Shel Olam girds Klal Yisrael. What does that mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam girds Klal Yisrael? That means we put on a belt, somehow wearing a belt in a way girds us with strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like who? Who wears a belt every day in their Avodah? Like a Kohen, who wears an Avnet. There's a certain dress code that we partake of to engender the feeling that we're Kohanim. So I want to share with you a presentation of Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Hakdama to his Siddur, Ion Tfila, where he basically takes the two extremes that we presented, and he fills in all the gaps. Because let's think for a moment. If you start off your day every morning going to the sink, taking a kli, and washing your hands like a kohen who washed his hands from the kiyar, and when you get to Shmoneh Esrei, you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it's not reasonable to assume, you know, you start off the day washing your hands from the kiyar, and then you stay there by the kiyar until right before Gaal Yisrael, and you jump into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says Rav Schwab, the purpose of tefillah is that even though a Yisrael or a Levi or even a regular Kohen may be limited in physical space that he cannot always enter the Mikdash, but our tefillah is an actual avoida. Tefillah keneged tmidin sidran, tiknam, and our our journey of tefillah, our daily journey of tefillah is actually, we are going in on some level to the mikdash daily, and each part of the davening corresponds to an entrance to the next level of the Mishkan. And that's what we'd like to present this morning. Ad kedei kach, you know, the word tefillah is keneged karban tiknam. Karban comes from a lashon of hiskarvas, of coming close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent where the Vilna Gaon asks a very interesting question. Frek the Gra, why do we daven every day? Yiratzayin, Mofanech Hashem Lakenu Melkei Avosenu, Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash V'mehera V'yameinu. Why do we ask Rebbeinu Shel Olam to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? We have tefillah. What do we need the Beis HaMikdash for? What more will the Beis HaMikdash offer us that we don't already have in tefillah? And the Gra answers that still it's better to have the Mikdash itself, because while through tefillah we're able to wipe away averos, there's still some roishem that we're not able to wipe away until we have the actual Beis HaMikdash. So if you could take a look for a moment on your sheets, you have over here on the you have the diagram of the Mishkan, and says Reb Schwab, the tefillahs begin, the siddur begins with a number of important tefillahs. We say Adonai Olam, we say Netilas Yadayim, we say Berchas HaShachar, we say Berchas HaTorah, Elokei Neshama, people come early to say Tehillim. That part of the davening, the entrance of the davening, corresponds to the Ezras Nashim. What takes place in the Ezras Nashim? We say in Tehillim, Hinei Baruchu Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'imdim Beveis Hashem Baleilais. That the Avdei Hashem would be Mevarech Hashem in the evenings, in the nighttime. That means as follows. The Ezras Nashim was always filled with people who were clamoring, who were saying tefillahs, who were saying bakashos, who were saying tehillim, who were learning. These people would come very early to the Beis HaMikdash. All of the entrance tefillahs, all of the introductory tefillahs, correspond to the area of the Ezras Nashim. You know, it's an interesting idea that the Shulchan Aruch says that when we say the Shem of Hashem, when we say Adoy and then Noi, we're supposed to think Hashem is the master of the universe. When we say the Shem Havaya, we're supposed to think Haya Hayvaviyah. It's a siman vav in Shulchan Aruch. What kavanah are you supposed to have when you say the Shem of Hashem? It is suggested, you know, what does a person do every single time that you say the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam? You need to be mechavin, haya hay v'yia, haya hay v'yia. So okay, people on who are Bali Madrega, they're mechavin this every time. But it's suggested that the tefillah of Adonai Olam was actually niskan as a stipulation. Because if you look in the siddur of the Eshal Avram of Buchach, he says that if you're not able to be mechavin for every single Shem Hashem, you can make a t'nai in the beginning of the tefillah that I stipulate that whenever I say the Shem Havaya, I have in mind Hoy Hoy Veviyah. Whenever I say Adoy, the Shem Adnos, I have in mind Hashem is the Adoy Koil. So actually, Adoy Noilam was Niskan as an articulating, as a stipulation of what you're going to be thinking or what you would like to be thinking every time you say the name of Hashem. So you say Adoy Noilam, Asher Malach, B'Terem Koitzin Avra. And then we stipulate Hahaya Hayveviya. In other words, if you look through Adonai Olam, it's going through the various Shemos of Hashem and articulating what they mean as an introduction, as a stipulation that when you're saying the names of Hashem, this is what you would like to be thinking. So the introductory tefillahs correspond to the Ezras Nashim. Okay. Now we progress. And if you look right before the Shar Niknar, at the end of the Ezras Nashim, you have 15 steps. You have the 15 Shir Hamalos. Why are there 15 steps? Well, every single morning, after we wash our hands from the Kiyar, like Koyhanim, we go up the 15 steps. You know what the 15 steps are? Asher Nasam Lasagrin Havu Meyam Lola, Shoyasani Goy, Shoyasani Oved, Shoyasani Isha, Pekayachivrim, Malbisharum, Matar Asurim. The 15 Berchois HaShachar, ending with Goymel Chasodim Toivim Amo Yisrael. They elevate us. They help us ascend the 15 steps from the Ezras Nashim to the Shar Niknar. So it's not just we're saying Birchas HaShachar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us the privilege of progressing through the Mishkan. We go further. We go through the Shar Niknar to the Azara. Now the Azara is the Machane Shechina. Now wait a second. Machane Shechina. Could everybody go into the Machane Shechina? Ad Kan, an Akum is allowed to go. When we get to the Machane Shechina, there is a sign, you know? All Gentiles, no access. That is why at this part of davening, we say, Kol ha-giboyrim ka'ayin lefanecha. Va'anshe ha-shem k'loy hoyu. Meaning, not everyone could enter this area. This is VIP entrance. This is only for B'nai Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. This is only for Kohanim. So you say, I'm not a Kohen. Rabbi Yid, you're a Kohen. Really? Who told me I'm a Kohen? The Ribbono Shel Olam said you're a Kohen. V'yatem, I can't go into the Mishkan. Yeah, you could. Every day you could. Not only could you, you do. Every day you're entering through this area that we say, then we say, Aval anachnu, amcha, b'nei v'risecha. Now, this is very dangerous because if you're making an announcement, Akum, you stay out and I'm going in, you're putting your life on the line. It's like you're being moister nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. That's why at that interval, what do we say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. You're willing to give up your life al Kiddush Hashem for this amazing entrance. That's the reason we say Shema at this interval. Now, we've entered the Ezras Yisrael. The Ezras Yisrael are 11 amos wide. And at this entrance, who is here with us? Only Klal Yisrael. We've left all the Umayis Ha'ilah behind. And therefore at this interval we say, V'kayim lanu Hashem Lekeinu, Ba'isahi, Avi Yeschem, Ve'es Kabtzi Yeschem. We talk about the Kibbutz Goliyos. Because the entrance to the Ezras Yisrael is really a fruition of the Kibbutz Goliyos. And now look carefully, as we come to the Ezras Yisrael, and we're about to enter the Ezras Kayanim, you have the Duchen. And the Duchen is how many steps? Three steps. So we say the three brachos of the Berachas HaTorah. Or we say the Berachas Kayanim, Yivarechecha, Yair, Yisa. This is the Duchen. We learn Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. These are the three steps. Three Berachas HaTorah. Three Berachas Kayanim. Three Limudim. And now we come to the Ezras Kayanim. Now this is for real Kayanim. This is Mamish bringing Karbanos. So where are we about to go now? We're about to hit the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Wow, what a coincidence. Where are we up to in davening? Eizehu Mekoyman Shel Zvachim. Karbanos. Parshas HaTamid. It's amazing. Now that we've entered the Ezras Kayanim, and we've said the Berachas HaTorah, and we've said the Berachas Kayanim, we enter the area of the Mizbeach. That is why the Parshios of Karbanos and the Ezel Mekoyman is specifically at that interval. This corresponds to the Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Now we're about to enter even further. And there are another steps. There are more steps. How many steps lead up to the Ulam? Amazingly, the Mishnah says in Kalim, there were 12 malois between the Ezras Kayanim and the Ulam. But plus the floor of the Ezras Kayanim, a total of 13 steps. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'shalosh Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidrashas Bahem. The Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, the 13 Midos of Rabbi Shmuel correspond to the 13 platforms to get from the Ezras Kayanim into the Ulam. Now amazingly, you have the Pesach Ulam and the Pesach HaHechal, and they were exactly opposite each other. The Pesach Ulam is Baruch Shomar. The Pesach HaHechal is Yishtabach. They're right opposite each other. They're pretty identical, Baruch Shomar and Yishtabach. According to many, they both have Yud Gimel Shvachim. Now, if you would enter the Ulam, not if, you do. Psukei Dezimra is the Ulam. And if you would go into the Ulam, you would see coming down from the ceiling of the Ulam are Sharsharois, chains. What were those chains for? The Navi Zechariah says that they collected gold from the people to make crowns. These crowns were supposed to be for Mashiach. But Mashiach never came. So the crowns were seated on the ceiling of the ulam, and the Pirchei Kohuna would climb up and down to see the crowns. The ulam represents Psukei Dezimra. The reason there were chains there is because Psukei Dezimra is a chained tefillah. One mizmar leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. If we would understand the flow of Psukei Dezimra, we would realize every pasuk, every chapter, every paragraph is chained to the next one. Marv Raboisai, now we're ready to enter the Heichal. And in the Heichal, how many kelim are there? There are three kelim. On the right, you have the Shulchan. On the left, you have the Menorah. And in the center, you have the Mizbeach HaKetoires. Whoa, wouldn't it fit in nicely if how many Berchas HaShachar we had in the morning? Wouldn't it fit in nicely if there were three Berchas HaShachar? Hey, what do you know? There are three Berchas HaShachar in the Berchas Krishma. The Rambam writes, there are two ways to recognize Hashem. One could recognize Hashem through the physical world, by looking at nature, by seeing the plan and purpose in creation, by seeing the wisdom and the profundity of this world, the physical world, the sunrise, the sunshine, the physiology of a human being. One could recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the physical world. But there's an even greater way to come to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is through Limud HaTorah. As great as the Chachma that is recognizable in the physical world, one recognizes Ribbono Shel Olam even on a deeper level by learning the Taras Hashem. So we start off with Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech, Yotzer Shalom, Uvarei Sakol. This is an articulation of how we recognize Hashem through the physical world. The physical world, that is represented by the Shulchan on the right. The Shulchan represents the physical world. How we are Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the physical world. But there's another way to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's through Chochmas HaTorah. That's through Yediyas Hashem. That's represented by the Menorah on the left and the Doraim. The Menorah represents Chochmas HaTorah. All the intricate designs on the Menorah represents different types of Chochmas Hashem. That's why Rav Tarfon would say, when somebody would say a good Svara, Rav Tarfon would compliment him, what? Kaftar Vaferach. What does Kaftar Vaferach got to do with Chochmas HaTorah? The Chachma of the Torah came through the world. The Shefa HaTorah came through the medium of the Menorah. So on the right side you have the Shulchan. The Shulchan is represented by Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech. On the left side you have the Menorah. The Menorah is represented by Ahavas Olam, Ahava Rabbah. And then in the center you have the Mizbeach HaKetoires. And what does the Mizbeach HaKetoires represent? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How's that? On the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, we offered animals. We offered behemoths, sheep, cattle. But in the Mizbeach HaKetoires, we offered the spices. The Ketoires represents the neshama. One of the most important functions of Shema. You know, the Mechaber says, another Mechaber, which I think is a little bit misunderstood. The Mechaber says you should say Shema Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, Uvezeya. With awe, fear, trembling, sweat. You need to sweat when you say Shema. Why would you be sweating when you say Shema? I'm always hot. But why do you need to sweat? What are you sweating about? What are you getting so worked up about? I don't know. It's a serious thing. But why do you need to sweat? What are you sweating about? By the way, this is only halach and Shulchan Aruch. But it's only halach. Sorry, it's not a skula, you know? It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You need to sweat when you say Shema. Why? Where does this halacha come from? It comes from the Tshuvas HaRajba. It says the Tshuvas HaRajba, Ki Alecha Hayragnu Kal Hayoim. That Klal Yisrael are killed every day. What does this mean? Baruch Hashem, we're alive and kicking. What does it mean? Says the Rajba, when you say Shema, you need to imagine yourself, you're being Moiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. Kriya Shema is Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. By the way, I once saw in a Sefer, Darkei HaTshuva, a Talmud of the Ramami Pano, he says, we know there's certain Chatoim For an aseh, tshuva alone gets rid of. For a lav, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. For a lav sheish by kares, chas v'shom, you need yisurim. For chil Hashem, ad yoyim ha'misa. But he writes, if you're mechavein during Kriya Shema, that you'd be moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, with tshuva, it wipes everything away. You don't need any other ingredients. When you say Shema, you need to be mechavein that you'd give up your soul al kiddush Hashem. That is represented by the Mizbeach HaKtoiras. The Mizbeach HaKtoiras is Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan is Yotzer Avari Choshech. The Menorah is Ahavas Olam. And the Mizbeach HaKtoiras is Kriya Shema. And now we're up to the last bracha. That this bracha, as soon as you say this bracha, you cannot interrupt, you cannot pause, you cannot hesitate, you need to go right into the Kodesh HaKdoshim. Goal Yisrael is a paroiches. And as soon as you say Goal Yisrael, so you think when the Mechaber says that when you daven Shemona Esrei, you have to imagine yourself in the Kodesh HaKdoshim. You think, yeah, the rest of davening, I'm imagining myself in, I don't know what this store over here is, Kosher Castle. And then the rest of the tefillah, you know, you imagine yourself who knows where, and then you jump into the Kodesh HaKdoshim. You're not jumping into the Kodesh HaKdoshim. The entire Avodas HaTefillah, from the moment you wake up, and you wash your hands with a kli, like a kohen, the Rashba says, who washes his hands from the kiyar, to the beginning of davening, when you're in the Ezras Noshim, to the 15 Berchas HaShachar, which are the 15 Shir HaMalos, to the introduction to Karbonos, which is the Shar Niknar, to the three steps, which is the three Berchas HaTorah, to the Ezeh Umekayman, which is the Zvech HaChitzoin, to the 13 steps into the Ulam, which is the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, to the Pesach Ulam, which is Baruch Sha'amar, to the Pesach HaHechal, which is Yishabach, to the Shulchan, which is Yotzer Or, to the Menorah, which is Ahavas Olam, to the Mizbech HaKtoris, which is Shema, you open up the Paroiches Goal Yisrael, and now you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Do you understand that when the Ribbono Shel'Olam told you, you are a Kohen, it was not an exaggeration, it was not hyperbole, it was not an allegory, it was Pshutoi Kemashmoi, you're a Kohen, you are every single day someone who enters literally the Beis HaMikdash. Would anyone ever enter the Beis HaMikdash with V'chelim, Ikelim, Shainim, with something attached to their hip socket, which is Mechalel, the Mikdash? Would anyone be looking at a device in the Beis HaMikdash? You got to be out of your mind. You got to be out of your mind. Why would you even bring it inside? Technically, you know, it's a good thing we could still wear our shoes when we daven every day. You know, we don't have to take off our shoes. Imagine somebody had a conversation while he's in the Heichal, he's schmoozing with somebody. You know, you're putting your life in jeopardy. We understand, you know, when the Zoya writes, Man d'shtoy b'vei k'nishta, les lehem nusa. He doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Mechaber says that if someone is talking by the davening, Goya Rimba, you scream at him. You know, when someone speaks Lashon Hara, you don't scream at them. There's no Avera on the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch that if you see someone doing it, you yell at them. Except for talking in the Shul. Because you're in the Beis HaMikdash. It's obvious. It's the Davar HaChamor B'Yoyser B'Yoyser. There's nothing more stringent. People say, why are you making such a big deal about it? Only a few words. You're out of your mind. This is the Avoda. We are real Kohanim. Maybe not in physical lineage, maybe not in biology. I don't know if you have the Kohen chromosome. But when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'atem tiuli mamlechas Kohanim, this is what he means. You wake up every morning, you wash your hands from the kiyar, you put on the parei mikbois, you put on an avnet, and you begin what we call the journey of a lifetime. Elu dvarim ha'oimdim berumai shaloylam b'nei adam ezalzlam b'hem. We don't appreciate this. We don't recognize this. But if we would, you know, the pasuk says, ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem ezehu avoida shebelev zu tefillah. Tefillah is an avoida. You know, can we think about that for one moment? Tefillah is an avoida. It's avoida, Hashem. How is it an avoida? because you're a kohen. You're literally entering the Beis HaMikdash. So we should be zoicha. The Rosh Hashanah should give us all siyata d'shmaya to appreciate this great gift, this great opportunity, this opportunity of a lifetime that we're able to take advantage of every day. When you daven a Shmoyne Esrei, you ain't facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you'll ask, but even a regular Kohen can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I ain't bebalaturim on this pasuk. V'atem tiulim amleches kohenim goy kadosh. That originally, every Jew was supposed to be a Kohen Gadol. Ula asid lavai, we will all be kohanim gedoylim. And that is only possible if there is a certain dimension of Kohen Gadol that we even all have today. And what dimension of Kohen Gadol do we all have today? And that is we all enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on a daily basis. May we be zoicha, lavoi b'shalom, falatzeis b'shalom, and all our tefillah should be neskabel, barachma, rathin, shkoyach.